following your career since Jim Jones and the Philip Marlowe thing that you did, and I'm hooked on Deadwood. So what can we what can we expect on the second season of Deadwood?
Well, I'd like to say more of the same, but I think it's going to be even better and more in-depth. There's a lot more intrigue happening. There's a lot more action. And, of course, the characters are getting more and more complex and intertwined.
They really are. I think you've got a fantastic character on that show, but it seems like it would take up a lot of your time. Do you have any other projects, any room for them?
Not really. I did that first year, and we had a few months off, but I enjoyed being with my family and managing my son's baseball team and being a human being and it kind of rejuvenating, getting ready to come back and attack the next year. And we've just finished our third show, and nine more to go. And it's just a great thing. I'm so happy that people have found the show and are enjoying it. And it seems to appeal to a real broad section of people, and that's good too.
Well, it is sort of an unusual show. For people who haven't caught it yet, could you sort of encapsulate what it's about and the time period in that?
Sure. Well, it takes place in 1876 in Deadwood.
This year starting 1877.
1877, right. During the gold rush there that ultimately caused them to, Custer had come in before, and it starts right after Custer's last stand. So, but mostly it's not just a Western. It's about the evolution of society, and actually it's almost like the founding fathers of our country in a way, and survival of the fittest, and, you know, businessmen and women of various sorts, and really human nature.
Yeah, I think it really is relatable to today. It's not really like a period.
No, it isn't. And I think the language that David has created and the storytelling is extraordinary. And it's interesting because all these people lived then. They really did. But you're right. The humanity that's in them is in us now. The same desires and wants and needs and fears, and it's I think that's just extraordinary storytelling on David's part.